In this bulletin, Australia's budget deficit predicted to climb to more than $184 billion. Another five people die from COVID-19 as Victoria records 403 new cases. And Australian gymnasts reveal their experiences of mental and physical abuse just 1 year out from the rescheduled Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's budget deficit for the next financial year is forecast to be more than $184 billion. That forecast comes after the country recorded its highest budget deficit since World War II of almost $86 billion. Treasury says this is due to a downturn in revenue and the growing cost of navigating the country through the pandemic. Australia's unemployment rate is expected to peak at 9.25%, while net debt is predicted to soar to a record $677 billion at the end of this financial year. Despite the harsh reality and uncertain economic outlook, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg offers a message of hope.
We stand here in a very different world. The most severe economic crisis since the Great Depression, a health and economic crisis like nothing we have seen in the last 100 years. Our economy has taken a big hit, and there are many challenges we confront. We can see the mountain ahead, and Australia begins the climb. We must remain strong, we must draw strength from our resilience as a nation and a people, and we will get through this, and we will get through this together.
Almost 1 in 10 Australians could be unemployed by Christmas as the coronavirus continues to decimate the economy. That's the forecast from the Australian Council of Social Service. ACOS acknowledges the costs of the support schemes, but says further action is needed now to generate jobs and provide certainty for those with low incomes. Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie has told SBS the economic outlook is devastating news to millions of Australians.
We've got 1.6 million people who are now relying on JobSeeker, people who have lost jobs, and of course we're now predicting a rise in unemployment up to 9.25% by Christmas time. So it's vital that the government stays the course here. We've got to protect incomes, we've got to create more jobs quickly and safely as we can. Actions that the government should be taking next in light of the scale of the crisis that we've again been presented with today.
Australia has now surpassed 13,000 coronavirus cases as several states respond to large waves of transmission in the community. There are another five coronavirus-related deaths overnight, taking the national toll to 133. The latest victims include two men, one in his 50s and the other in his 70s, while the other three are connected to aged care settings, a woman in her 70s and two men in their 80s and 90s. The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has heaped praise on the way Australians are keeping up with the response given the rapidly evolving nature of the pandemic.
The way in which people are responding and supporting each other, they're keeping their physical distance, but you can tell that they're looking out for each other. There is a distinctly Australian and human moment. And this is our moment. In decades to come, people will look back on this time, and I think there will rightly be a justifiable pride in the way that Australians have conducted themselves. As we embark upon this new phase of the steps to protect ourselves and to protect our fellow Australians, the mandatory requirement of masks is confronting. It's difficult. But Australians are responding magnificently.
In sport, current and former Australian gymnasts have revealed their experiences of mental and physical abuse in the sport. Just 1 year to go until the rescheduled Tokyo Olympic Games, Gymnastics Australia has promised swift action after a group of Olympic gymnasts and Commonwealth Games medal winners exposed what they claim is the sport's toxic culture. Many have shared experiences of fat shaming and other forms of abuse. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne should be mostly sunny, a top of 12. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12 degrees. Canberra, morning fog and frost, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 18 degrees. Newcastle, early fog, then mostly sunny and 20. Brisbane, showers and 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day, a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.